Today's Marriage Minute is entitled, A State of Being. Our scripture is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. You see here, Paul wasn't talking about something you do. He's talking about a state of being, a state of continually receiving God's forgiveness through Christ, and being a vessel through which forgiveness passes to another. It's a dynamic thing. As you are being forgiven, you allow the flow of grace to pass through you into the lives of others. When you are offended, you forgive, because you are being a channel of forgiveness. Even while you are being offended, you choose to be forgiving. You're not waiting for your spouse to say, "I'm sorry." You're already giving forgiveness because this is who you are. You are being kind, compassionate, and forgiving. Jesus is our example. Aren't you glad that he didn't wait for you to say you were sorry before he hung on a cross on Calvary? He didn't say, "I'll hang on this cross if you'll repent." He just hung and offered himself unconditionally to whosoever will. Our love and devotion to him is a response to that unconditional love and forgiveness he demonstrated toward us. Our spouse's love and devotion toward us will also be a response to the unconditional love we demonstrate as we are being kind and compassionate, forgiving each other, even when there's no acknowledgement of wrongdoing. It's not what you do, you see. It's simply who you are. And a question we want to ask each other today: do you believe I am being kind and compassionate and forgiving? If not, let's talk about it. And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to be kind and compassionate, forgiving one another, just as you forgave us. Let us be vessels through which the river of grace can flow unhindered by our own stubbornness.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's leave the loneliness behind.